Rigardato is a deckhand aboard the 115-foot crab vessel bearing Hunter, and it's his first time tying up at the Carly Moses.
Yeah, we normally have to tie up out at the Spit, and it's a long way into town. So this is way more convenient, and the fresh water's right here, and we get internet service here, and they got showers and everything we need up there, and it's perfect.
Gerdato's effusive endorsement of the small boat harbor is echoed by other users as well. Jimmer McDonald owns the 42-foot Miss Alyssa, and he uses the harbor's loading dock regularly for his business. He says that's part of the reason he moved his vessel to the Carly Moses as soon as it opened.
I've been here ever since, and I love it.
He's not alone in that, but he is one of the few people who's actually bought a permanent slip at the harbor. The city has permanent commitments for only about half of the 56 spaces. The other vessels are transient and only pay rent when they're tied up. It doesn't seem to be hurting the harbor financially. The Carly Moses has already generated more than half of a projected $600,000 in revenue for the fiscal year 2013. But Ports Director Peggy McLaughlin says that in the long run, she'd like to see more of that money coming from moorage as opposed to utilities and fees.
The moorage piece of it is probably, it's strong right now, but it's probably about 33, maybe 34% of what we projected for the total year. You know, in terms of the revenues from moorage. So it's a little bit behind where we'd like to see the moorage rate, but the harbor itself is well on track.
And McLaughlin thinks that momentum is building for more vessels to buy in permanently.
You know, we've got several companies that are kind of teetering on the edge of, are we able to get the space in a transient? They're hedging their bets, as it were.
Oyston Lone is one of those people. He owns the 98-foot Pacific Sounder and ties up at the Carly Moses whenever he's in town. But he says for now, it just isn't worth it to buy a permanent slip.
We've been thinking about buying one, but so far it isn't feasible. We spend more time fishing than we would spend in here.
What would be the advantages of getting a permanent slip?
Then you have a permanent spot, you know, if it's going to fill up here. I think it's starting to, so... You know, you might be out of luck here in a while. So that would be a tough deal then.
In November and December, getting shut out of the harbor was a very real possibility. McLaughlin says there were only 4 open slips.
And 2 of those were positions that were rafted positions, so outside another vessel.
But in other months, including right now when most boats are out fishing, the harbor can look pretty empty. McLaughlin says that's where more people buying permanent moorage would make a big difference. She says the city has been marketing the facility to potential customers, and that with a year's worth of data under their belts, it will be easier to start identifying ways to make the harbor even more attractive. In Unalaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.